from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Clint. We've heard it a little bit this week from D'Amico talking about the concern of tackling. We heard about the focus. Jimmy Ward, who was on with us yesterday, focused on talking about the tackling. So it seems like that's been a point of emphasis, talking about the tackling, which a lot of coaches seem to be concerned about early on in the season, especially week one when you haven't worked on it a lot. But we talked about this yesterday off air. That's not as big a concern for you coming up in this game.
No, it's just not a concern for me overall with the Texans. I know that comes up in the Jalen Petrie conversation. I'll be honest with you. The last thing I'm worried about with Jalen Petrie is his ability to tackle. Did he miss a couple in big moments last year? Sure, When you got your ears packed, pinned back, and you're rushing the passer, or you're trying to get it back behind the line of scrimmage, that's a tough tackle. And I just don't worry about it with Jalen Petrie. I don't look at this defense overall and say, boy, if we can just tackle. Now last year you had some dudes that were playing because of injury, and so obviously those guys aren't as good a tacklers as your starters. So I think just naturally by having guys healthy, having your starters back, you're going to be better tacklers overall. But I don't know. I guess if you really watch the defensive film and you really want to, like you're speaking on this defense tomorrow night and you really need topics to discuss, then I guess we can get to tackling.
I get the concerns early for – Well, the team they're playing, the backs and the quarterback, yeah, that they're playing, and they just – I mean, how often has this first group of the guys going to be playing been playing to a level where they're taking people down to the ground?
Yeah, I think there's always in the game of football, you're always putting an emphasis on tackling. And in today's game, these offenses are more inclined to have to spread you outside sideline to sideline to by formation and schematically put you in space to where it's one-on-one and to where there's more space for their players to make plays, and then those players are more twitchy, explosive athletes than we've ever seen. And so just by nature of the game and the way the game's played now, tackling is not going to be what it used to be. You don't have Mike Singletary in the A-gap, you know, hitting somebody in the chin 42 times and form tackling them, yeah, right? So just by design, the way the game's played offensively, they're trying to get you in open space one-on-one to where it's extremely difficult to tackle. Like both of those teams last night, I watched stretches on both sides of the ball of that game where you're like, man, if you wanted to, you could make a strong case the last two series that this team is a poor tackling team. But it was really two of the better defenses in the game. And so I don't know.
It's tough people to tackle.
Yeah, I think you can always lean into tackling in the game of football. But, man, I don't look at this defense and go, man, They didn't tackle well, man. This defense don't have a chance if they don't tackle better.
I don't necessarily think it's a long-term thing. I don't think that when we look up 10 weeks, 8, 12 weeks down the line that we'll be saying, the Texans are not a good tackling team. Like one of the I don't think that's going to be one of the problems that we're saying. I do, however, for this game, and I can understand the concern and the emphasis, because in week 18, they didn't tackle well. They didn't tackle Taylor well. They didn't tackle Hill. They weren't tackling well on Anthony Richardson early. I mean, they got a push and a concussion out of bounds in that game, but they didn't tackle well, and you're moving to the first game of the season where the tackling is more shoddy than any other time of the year. So I can get their point of that. But to the point that you made, I don't think this is a long-term thing. I don't think that this year we'll be looking at it and say, boy, they're leading the NFL in missed tackles, or boy, they struggle all the time with missed tackles. Because I think most of their guys are good tacklers. Their linebackers and their safeties and the perimeter guys are pretty good tacklers.
Well, I think you look outside at the cornerback position, I think they're above average. Even Kamari Lassiter, we hadn't seen him play. The one thing
like a good tackle, a physical player.
Yeah, both of those guys are physical and can tackle. You get to the safety position, I'm not worried about Jimmy Ward tackling. Eric Murray, I'm sure he's had his moments. I think the biggest complaint everybody's had about him over the last handful of years was his contract. And so, then you get down into the box and you look at Azeez Al-Shaair. He led the AFC or the NFL or hell, somebody in tackles last year. And I'm not worried about him. Obviously, without Christian Harris, you've got some unknowns there with some of those linebackers that may play. But Will Anderson, he ain't got a tackling problem. Danielle Hunter, who cares if it is a problem? He's not coming off the field. Like, I don't know. I just don't look at this team and think, man, let me ask questions to the defensive coordinator about their tackling.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.